Welcome back to Native Solidarity News. We're listening to the group Mohawk Lodge. The album is Rare Birds. So the next piece of news comes from the Latin America Press. Violence against indigenous peoples have grown at an alarming rate in Brazil, reaching a level that is only comparable to that known during the military dictatorship of Pinochet, according to a statement from the 14th General Assembly of the Indigenous Missionary Council, the CIMI. Violence, impunity, corruption, and authoritarianism make up part of a process closely linked to the neoliberal capitalist system that affects Brazilian society, particularly the popular sectors and the indigenous peoples, said the statement. According to the CIMI, in the first half of 2005, 23 indigenous Brazilians were murdered. Additionally, the agency reported that, quote, along with violence, the impunity of invaders to indigenous areas, the majority of them connected to agro-industries, are also in the rise, end quote. The CIMI assembly, meeting under the motto, "The strength of the little people is the light of the world," stressed that indigenous peoples, based on their forms of society and conception of power, quote, have a great deal to contribute for the construction of the project for social transformation and the overcoming of the capitalist model, end quote. Again, that came from the Latin American press. The next news comes from it's a press release from Refugees International, who have a website, www.refugeesinternational.org. On November 25th, 2004, 463 houses of the Guhi Oromo people in Nechassar National Park in southern Ethiopia were burned down by police and park authorities. Reportedly present also were representatives of the provincial government of the Southern Nations, Nationalities, and Peoples Region, SNNPR. The burning of the Guhi Oromo houses is the latest move in the effort to remove the Guji and Kore people from within the boundaries of the national park so that it can be developed and managed by the Netherlands-based African Park Foundation as a wildlife viewing park for well-heeled tourists. It is a condition of the African Parks Foundation contract that no people be present in the park. Included in the development plans is a fence around part of the park to keep indigenous people out and wildlife in. The Guji Oromo are pastoralists who claim a legitimate presence in the area that dates back generations. They were previously expelled by the government from the park in the 1980s, but came back and reestablished themselves in five villages. Facing expulsion again, the Guji Oromo filed six appeals to the federal and regional governments to allow them to remain in the park. However, the regional government then ordered the Guji Oromo to visit and choose one of two resettlement sites. The eviction and resettlement of Kore and Guji Oromo families puts them in extreme danger. Ethiopia is one of the poorest, most densely populated, and food-insecure countries in the world. Already poor and struggling, the 10,000 or more Kore and Guji Oromo who depend upon the resources in the park for their livelihoods are now threatened. In Ethiopia, there is little margin for error in the precarious struggle for survival. Moreover, the precedent of inadequate consultation with residents and users of park lands, semi-voluntary or involuntary resettlement, and sudden destruction of homes and expulsion established in Nechassar may also be followed in nearby Mago and Omo National Parks. Refugees International has been critical of the national and regional governments of Ethiopia and the Africa Parks Foundation for displacing farmers and pastoralists from Nechassar National Park without adequate consultation, integration of residents into the plans for development of the park, and economic and humanitarian assistance to those impacted. Again, for more information, please visit the website www.refugeesinternational.org. And our last piece of news comes from, Anonymous. A remote tribe living amid the depths of the Amazon rainforest is facing extinction at the hands of loggers, campaigners warn. Armed loggers working in Brazil's vast forests have driven the tribe from several areas. According to indigenous rights NGO Survival International, Survival International urged Brazil's government to act quickly to protect the tribe. The group is angry that a judge lifted a ban and allowed loggers back into a tribal forest. Government experts on indigenous Brazilians have discovered abandoned villages as well as vital hunting implements and supplies of fruit and nuts. The finds indicate that the indigenous people were forced to flee their homes in the Rio Pardo region at short notice, Survival International says. These loggers are very well armed, and they are intent on getting a quick fix out of the forest. Sidney Pozuelo, head of the Isolated Indian Department of Brazil's Federal Indian Bureau, FUNAI, said the tribe would be annihilated if nothing is done to protect them. That does it for Native Solidarity News today. Back issues and subscription of Native Solidarity News are available at cost or for exchange. Please visit the website to see our catalog at www.ckut.ca/nsn. To reach us by phone, call 514-398-6788, or you can send us an email at nsn@ckut.ca. If you're living in the Montreal area, we welcome your involvement in the show, or if you just want to send us your comments, your concerns, or if you want to check out any of the contact information for any of these pieces, do please don't hesitate to get in contact with us. So that does it for Native Solidarity News. We'll talk to you next week. And don't touch the dial at all, because you know Soul Perspectives is coming right up.